The phase of spirit promise is what seals our spiritual body. Ephesians 1, 13, and 14.
In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that ye also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
This is the key scripture on the Spirit of promise being to seal us. And also Song of Solomon 4:12.
A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
This one maybe takes a little more understanding. The sister or spouse would be the substance side, and it shows that she is like a garden enclosed, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. So all three of those words, enclosed, shut up, and sealed, show some sealing for the substance side, a protective thing to protect the substance within someone's mind. It is what seals our spiritual body, like the skin on our physical body. Thus, it is needed to help us seal information in our mind, in addition to the work of standing on our feet and using the lines of thought. Isaiah 8:16.
Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples.
Here it shows the law and the testimony being bound up, being sealed. That doesn't just happen by magic. It's not just get line on line and pull on sealing and it happens. We get line on line, we work the lines of thought, and the sealing can be there to further preserve them. Promise also helps toughen our spiritual skin to keep evil spirits from penetrating our spiritual body, just as our skin keeps infections from entering our physical body. Ephesians 4:30.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
And Revelation 7, verses 2 and 3.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
This shows God's depths being turned loose on the earth, which also turns loose evil spirits, and God giving us a space of time, we being the servants of God, so that we can get sealed in our forehead, and when evil is turned loose, we will be protected. So it is the sealing that protects us from evil being turned loose. And Revelation 9:4,
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
This shows not being sealed, then one is open to be hurt by evil spirits. Being sealed requires many things. We have to get the word, we have to get the spirit, we have to work them, but one more component of it is this phase of spirit promise that will seal the seed and substance in our mind. Promise can also be likened to the armor of our spiritual body. As we pull on promise, our armor thickens so that it is like steel rather than being like thin aluminum foil that can be easily pierced by evil spirits. Another scriptural visible of promise is the sealing of Noah's ark within and without with pitch to keep out the dirty floodwaters. Genesis 6:14.
Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch.
Which pitch is like a tarry substance that would keep the water from getting through the cracks in the boards. It's just one more picture of a substance thing that puts a protective layer over our spiritual body so that evil cannot get into it. If our spiritual body is sealed with promise, the flood of evil spirits in the world will not be able to enter our minds. Once we have cast out part of a cobweb of evil spirits, promise is part of our filter to keep out those spirits we know about while we are working on getting the remainder of the cobweb discerned. If we are having problems with a set of spirits repeatedly getting back into our minds, we can pull on promise to thicken our spiritual skin so that they cannot get back in so easily. 2 Timothy 2:19.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
The seal is God knoweth them that are his. So as we intercourse with God and we get our minds sealed and we depart from iniquity. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23,
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This shows our spiritual body, our spiritual who we are, spirit, soul, and body, being preserved blameless, evil spirits not being able to get into it. We can also pull on promise for people we know in lesser depths who are approaching death to help God seal their souls so that they can come back for a resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:6.
After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep.
One of the things that we have seen happen different times as people are facing death and they may be in great pain or there may be other things going on in their lives, it seems like there have been occasions where evil spirits try to launch an attack in the last short period of time of someone's life. What would be the motive of the spirits? Yes, to torment them, to get their life, to get the lives of others around them by all the upset and confusion, but also trying to pierce the ceiling that they have. And we can be an asset to God if we are willing to pull on promise to help God toughen up and thicken up the ceiling that the soul does have already so that they can get through this final trial or final temptation of evil spirits and be able to come back for a resurrection.